Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up, I'm going to give you I got five names for you. NFL trade deadline, 2 weeks away. I have corners on my mind because I can't do the Keely Ringo, Adoree Jackson thing down the stretch of the season. Done with it. Now, especially, think about it. After this game, they're going to have Packers, Lions, Cowboys, three straight weeks. There's a lot of receivers on those teams we got to deal with. I need an upgraded corner. I got five names for the NFL trade deadline for Howie, especially now that we've got BG here. But one quick thing on the trade deadline that's already out there. Hugh, your guy, Trey Wingo, reporting, the former ESPN
not my guy.
Okay, well, I know
can't
I'm kidding.
Stand Trey Wingo.
Well, you're not going to like him even more after this.
Wait, why?
He doesn't like Trey Wingo.
No, Trey. Trey's not a good person. Just put it like that. He's
strong.
Not a good person.
Well, he might, whether or not that's true, he is reporting that the Dallas Cowboys have inquired with the Las Vegas Raiders about Max Crosby. Mm. I don't want that to happen. That doesn't sound.
Yeah, because they're pass rush away from being good, huh?
Which is ironic, isn't it? Considering
isn't it ironic?
They traded away
Micah
Parsons. I did stumble across a Cowboys podcast clip yesterday, and then one guy was like, all we need is a good edge rusher, and the defense will be fine, and then we could score. And I'm like, guys, does anyone sense the irony here?
Well, all we need is a good corner, maybe another guy on the defensive line. Mm. Maybe a safety.
Yeah, we could use a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, every team can. Crosby, Dallas, I'm hoping that doesn't
I'm just
happen.
Saying these are things that we let walk out our door.
Well, some people were yelling about it during the offseason.
Some people.
And some of us were, well, you forget we were told they won the Super Bowl, everything's fine, Thundercats,
by
kids,
the way,
depth.
And I hate to do this. Tom Kelly told me the defense is going to be better this year.
Tom Kelly lied to you.
Yeah,
he did. Tom Kelly said that?
Yeah.
Tom Kelly lied. Well, someone else around here told us the offense was going to score like 30 points a game.
28 is close. They're getting close.
No, they're not.
Every
hold
week.
On. 7 of the points for the defense. You said that earlier.
It didn't close. Fit the story that I'm trying to tell now.
Ooh,
how many offensive points per game are we scoring this year?
Average.
Yeah.
Feels like, what, 21? 20 something? It feels like 20 something.
The Eagles right now are averaging 24.3 points per game, but.
What are we going to get to, Hugh, by the end of the year?
Sounds
like we're probably going to be in that wheelhouse.
Hold on. Time out.
I'm thinking like 27, 28.
We got to fix the math here. They scored 7 on the Jordan Davis blocked field goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they scored 7 this week on Jalen Hyatt. Did they have any of those defensive scores or just those two? I think just those two.
That's it.
But that 24.3 is a little inflated. It's more like 23-something if we do the math. Yep. We're not getting a 27 here. That's gone. You think we're getting 27 points a game this year? 28?
It feels like we can. It all depends on what happens this weekend. Because we got, like, listen.
Come on.
Whether you like it or not, the Giants have scored, like, what, 60 points in the last 2 weeks?
Do you think this is going to be a shootout?
Joe, I'm just saying. The Giants have scored 60 points in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but isn't Jackson Dart due for, like, a three-pick game?
Okay,
I mean, it's his fifth game in the end. Didn't you always say four games of tape?
Four games of tape. We'll see. But I'm not counting on that.
I need.
He's a little reckless.
I need 30 points against this Giants defense.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you're gonna have to score some points in this game. It feels like that's gonna be the case.
I'm not saying we need 30 to win because the Giants are gonna score a lot. I'm saying I need to see the offense lay it on this Giants defense.
I agree. And the whole idea of them getting to 28 points a game, they need to score 30 on the Giants. Oh, yeah, there is a rumor out there about the Cowboys inquire on Max Crosby. Let's hope that doesn't happen. All right, let's grab a call and then give my five names. Trade deadline 2 weeks away. Speaking of, Cowboy Jim over in New Jersey. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Of course I'll take Max Crosby. What, are you kidding me? Better than Candy Graham. Hell, I'm happy with that.
Oh,
I'll take
him.
There's no reason to do that on the day the guy comes back. Also, do you find the irony in the Cowboys trading away all the picks they got from the Packers to get Crosby when they could have just kept Micah?
What have I done to deserve this?
I don't want Micah Parsons. I don't want him. I'm glad he's
that's
gone.
That's copium.
You see the three sacks?
That's copium.
Three sacks on Sunday. You see those?
You give me a stop. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to say that to Candy Graham on the airplane when I see him. I'll be like, hey, good to see you. Glad you're back.
He's probably listening. Crazy. He'll have something to say to you about it.
He probably will. Hey, listen, Jalen had a good day on Sunday, but in Dallas, we call that a normal Dak day.
But you're not even in Dallas. You're here.
Well, New Jersey, oh, fine. Dallas and New Jersey, I'll say the same thing, too.
It was a good rebuttal by you.
And the Giants will stumble? What are you talking about? They just beat the crap out of you guys. They're going to win again on Sunday.
They just gave up 33 points in a quarter. Like, their defense stinks.
They caught us at a bad time, Cowboy.
That's right. It was a short week. You know that. That happens.
And Joe, were you the one comparing BG to Tom Brady's career? You know, apparently a good high.
That's not
apparently
what I said.
It is.
No, that's enough. I also compared it to Michael Jordan and everybody else that comes back. Guys come out of retirement.
I mean, I'll take that.
Well, hold on a second. Jim, we appreciate it. I mean, let's be real. When we talk about careers, we talk about the best moments. When we bring up someone like Hugh Douglas, we bring up the sack on Sean King. We bring up the hit on Jim Miller, right? We don't bring up except when it comes to T.O., but like Hugh was around in 05. Yeah. I mean, 04.
By the way,
we're in his best days.
Yeah, Brandon Graham is closer to as many rings as Tom Brady and Michael Jordan have than anyone on the Cowboys. Right?
That is absolutely true. I mean, I'm just saying the end of a career isn't really what we make it out to be. We just say that.
Yeah.
The whole legacy thing is overrated.
It's people have the Jason Peters thing in their head.
Yes, and now he hurt his legacy.
Yeah.
When he's playing guard for the Bears and the Seahawks. Like, dude, just go.
That was crazy.
You need to cash that bad? I mean, come on. All right, let me throw five names at you. NFL trade deadline is 2 weeks from today, and I think corner is the number one need the Eagles have. Hugh, I got five names. You ready for these? Five potential names for Howie Roseman. So I need you to write these down, and I need you to pass these along to Howie for us, okay?
Now you're about to Marple Mack.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I am Marple Mack you, okay? Well, if you can Ryan Clark me, I can Marple Mack you, okay?
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked
up. Five names for you. Number one, Legarius Sneed, the former Kansas City Chief who went to the Titans last year. They're obviously terrible. Now, he hurt his quad this past week. I don't know how serious it is. If it's not that serious, mm-hmm. I like him still, okay? Reek Woolen, who looked like he was going to be a good young player for the Seahawks. He's kind of fallen out of favor there. I don't know what's going on, but I liked him when he played a year ago. So that's number two. Number three on my list, Cam Taylor-Britt from the Bengals. Now, they might try to stay in it because they traded for Flacco, but he's been in and out of the lineup. Some weird things going on there. I like him. But the two names I got for you that we got to talk about, Jordan Lewis for the Jacksonville Jaguars, former Cowboy. He's got good numbers this year, two picks already. But number one, Hugh, by far, is Denzel Ward from the Cleveland Browns. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. I still think he's one of the better corners in the NFL. The Browns are 2-5, going nowhere fast. And I believe I saw last week they restructured his contract, which could make a trade a little more palatable. Denzel Ward, he's top of my list. I like the other ones, Cam Taylor-Britt, Reek Woolen, Legarius Sneed, Jordan Lewis, but Denzel Ward, that's the apple of my eye right now. That's the guy from the Cleveland Browns. Denzel Ward, number one.
No, I'm looking at OSU guy, 28 years old,
yep.
Went interception this year. He looks like he's long and lanky, so yeah, 5'11", not that tall, but, you know, decent. Decent player.
And a four-time Pro Bowler. Like, he's been one of the better corners in the NFL for a while. Like, I know we're still not everyone's sold on the pass rush with PG here. If they can line up in a playoff game and then their three corners are Denzel Ward, Quinion Mitchell, and Cooper DeJean, that's pretty darn good.
I would have reason to believe that they could go on a little defensive run akin to what they did in the playoffs last year.
Yeah. I mean, that's as good as three corners you're going to find in the NFL. So those are five names. I mean, some are probably more likely than others, but I like all five of those as we head towards the trade deadline. We get some NFL quarterback news here, Kyle. Who's getting
benched? Yeah, Hughes Jets QB change. Justin Fields on the bench. Tyrod Taylor gets the start.
Sounds like your guy Aaron Glenn's trying to save his job.
He's throwing a Hail Mary to save his job, man.
You did pick the Jets to win yesterday this week, right? You said they're going to beat Joe Flacco and the Bengals.
Yeah. I'm still with that.
I'm not.
I'm with that.
Is Aaron Glenn's most iconic moment as the Jets coach going to be the dance he did on the sideline?
Yeah, it is.
That's tough, man.
I also didn't realize this till Sunday. You know, we were ripping Mike McDaniel for wearing capris. Your guy Aaron Glenn's wearing capris, too. You wear capri pants, you're losing football games left and right.
You don't feel like capri pants.
You got to put a pair of slacks on if you're 0-7. I mean, you can't go run out there with capri pants.
Yeah, you got to be dignified with it.
Capri pants are not dignified in any way. Jeff in Georgia is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Hey, listen. I just want to say, first of all, Hugh, I live in Georgia. We miss you, bro. I miss you on the radio, man.
But thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. But hey, listen. That dude, Cowboy Jim's a clown, man.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Having Brandon Graham back is more than just, you know, creating havoc, man. We need leadership, you know? And I think it's going to help the young guys. But I do believe we should go out and still get another edge rusher and, if possible, get a corner as well. I know Miami's going to be giving up everybody. They're going to be trying to give up the bathwater probably the next game.
Well, so, if you want an edge rusher, Jeff, they might be the team. They got a couple of them, Brett Chubb and Phillips. They got a pair of edge rushers down there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So they should be willing to sell their soul almost anyway. But hey, I'm really excited about Brandon Graham coming back. I think his leadership, beyond anything, is the most important. Being a person who coached football and played football all my life, I know how important leadership is. So I just think it's going to be an asset for our team, and I think you're going to see a lot of progression with that going on.
I agree, and they're so young, Jeff. I mean, it's a super young defense. We talked about that heading into the season, and it really – it didn't change. I mean, they tried Za'Darius Smith for a few weeks, but he left. Like, it's Jeff, I think every good defense needs at least one guy out there that's had a lot of experience, and they don't have anybody.
Exactly, and I love Brandon Graham because he talks smack, and he go out there, he puts that fear in people. I mean, he's about that business, man. So, you know, listen, I think it's an asset. I was kind of upset with how he let a lot of our guys go, especially Mr. Beckett. You know, that human wall that we kind of let go, I was upset about that. You know, and I feel bad. I even feel bad for Jordan Mailata, man. People trying to get on him, but they don't understand when you play an O-line, man. You need to make sure that thing running like an engine. They got to be like a well-oiled machine. If you got one or two people messing up, it messes everybody up. Because you try to take care of your guy, plus you got to make sure the guy next to you doing his job. So it kind of messes you up, man. You can't just do your job, you know. So, you know, just give them time, man. The OC just got to recognize that we got some challenges going on, and he has to make whatever calls he needs to make to kind of, you know, supplement, because that's what OCs do. But I think they're getting it. I think they're coming around. I think they're going to be productive, and I think we're going to do what we got to do, man. Eagles all day.
Jeff, good stuff, buddy. We appreciate the phone call. How about that? A former Hugh Douglas listener, 92.9 The Game down in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Haven't been down there in a while.
I wonder if he heard you cooking bacon that one day.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Probably did. Yeah. I cooked a lot of bacon.
Would you say that was your number one moment on the air there?
Oh, no.
When you got Dan Quinn all mad?
No, I got Dan Quinn mad, too, and I got mad. Folks got mad because I said Ryan, what was his name? Matt Ryan was a Hall of Famer. They got mad.
You might not be right, but you're not crazy. It certainly
no, it's not. I mean, if you say Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer, then Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer. You know.
Yeah, like I wouldn't say Matt Ryan's a lock, but your thought is not crazy. It certainly could happen.
Not. I mean, it's not.
Why were they mad about that? I thought
shouldn't they be happy their guy's a Hall of Famer?
No, because it was funny. Matt was not. It's crazy because he's probably the best quarterback in the history of the Falcons.
Definitely is.
But nobody likes him.
People are weird down in Atlanta.
People are weird everywhere, man.
That's true.
Like, do you ever notice, and I'm pretty sure you get this too, when you say something and people don't agree with it, it's not like, okay, hey, I disagree with your take. They start to take personal attack.
Screwed.
It becomes personal. Oh, well, you know, he's just mad.
That's why
you
all the notifications and
I clap back. Because I'm like, I do a show and I have to have an opinion. You don't have to agree with my opinion. I'm not sitting here saying, agree with my opinion. I'm not running for office. I'm giving you my opinion.
We are definitely not running for office.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you don't agree with it, that's fine. But when you take personal attacks, then I'm going to go to your page and pick on you about something that you got going on. Like I saw one cat talk about I was jealous of Brandon. And I'm like, no, you probably need to give him the number of my dentist so you can get your teeth.
You're going to hear that again today. New people.
Oh, no, it's fine. And that's fine. But you know what? How am I jealous of Brandon? Brandon has accomplished something that, you know, if you talk about winning two Super Bowls or something like that, that's something to be jealous about. But I had a really damn good career in the NFL.
Since you're already responding to it, I'll read this one before we do you people as a teaser. Truth, Hugh, you want the truth? BG is everything you wish you were and then some.
No, you know what? I'm. This is where I'm going to clap back with some seriousness. Yeah,
this is going to go well.
Brandon Graham has had a great career. He had one of the most stellar plays in the NFL that you will ever have. But if we talk about careers, match our careers up together side by side, his ain't even close to mine. And I say that with a straight ass face.
Ooh.
That's a fact. First round draft pick, defensive rookie of the year. Brandon's won two Super Bowls. Can't take that away from him.
You're damn right.
80 career sacks.
You're damn right.
I mean, hey.
I'm with you.
I'm just saying, homeboy, it is what it is. Don't get out here and start trying to talk, diminish what I brought to the table.
You were a
better
player.
I went to Central State University, Wilberforce, Ohio. I went to a D2 school.
You weren't a Wolverine like him.
No, I wasn't. No, I didn't go to Michigan.
Big Ten.
There's only like three cats that came out of my school that got drafted, and I was the only one to go in the first round. So marinate on that for a little while.
Small school guy like Carson Wentz, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We know about that.
Handle that. Deal with that.
I like how Kyle and I are having a side conversation about Carson Wentz, and you're still cooking.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It is what it is. CSU. Yeah,
that guy,
Central State.
I knew that was going to get
HBCU.
Yeah. This is why we tell Hugh not to go into the comments
section.
That's
why I don't go into the
Rookie of the Year. Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm just saying. BG has accomplished a lot in his career. I mean, and I can't take that away from him, but I mean, side by side, it ain't no
question. Is he an Eagles Hall of Famer? Not yet.
Yes, he is.
Not yet?
No question.
Of course he will.
Oh, he definitely will. Not. No question about
that. You got that one on him, Hugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we did that, let's get to you people. See what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I hope you like that little teaser there, Hugh, because there's a lot more where that came from, buddy. Yep. So I like this. That we got going on. This is a new one. Yeah. We had a caller waiting on the line, and in the You People chat saying, guys, tap me in.
Like as if it's one big thing, which it is. Yeah. I mean, you can watch and then call, but like he was watching on YouTube, but also was waiting for us to pick
pushing,
up his phone
call. Pushing for us to take his call while on hold and in the YouTube chat.
Like,
that's a new thing. Like that's not.
Oh, they're trying to get on. Yeah.
That's radio in 2025.
It is. Listen, any way you consume the show, right? The Odyssey app, 94WIP, YouTube, you go back on however you listen and consume it, we're good with that. But that is a new one. Yeah, that's pretty.
There was no way for you to complain about your hold time until you got on the air, unless you were like to hang up and then call back, but that's risky, right?
Yeah, right.
So he's got the YouTube chat, guys, tap me.
Double
in.
Whammy.
Yep. I have not seen a debate breakout quite like the soup debate that happened when Hugh started it. It's akin to the Hertz debates that go on in our
really?
Chats.
So it's fiery.
It was pretty fiery.
So are there like people defending tomato soup?
Some personal attacks.
On Hugh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Or on each other.
On each other, and yeah.
Okay.
So, I didn't know people were that passionate about soup, specifically tomato soup.
I'm a big soup guy. Yeah. It's basically soup season now, so I've been making a lot of that.
Yeah,
you guys are Nimrods.
Nimrods.
Agreed.
That's an old one.
We should bring that back, actually.
Nimrods.
We should have a list of words that we bring back. Nimrod is one of them.
They go through a lot of them on You People. Yeah. They're pretty creative. Mm-hmm. Stick to radio, Joe.
What else am I doing?
That's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing right now.
I come in here every day for that reason.
I mean, honestly, that's a compliment.
Yeah. I mean,
like
that's...
you're good at radio. Stick to it.
I'm not planning on going anywhere. You're stuck with me, guys.
How do we like this if we do get Denzel Ward? This just popped up for Quinion and Denzel. Quinionimo Bay and the Psych Ward.
I like
that's
the Psych
good.
Ward. Is that really
is
a thing? Is that his like nickname?
I don't know.
Oh, that'd be cool though.
I thought he was like the warden, maybe, but that works too. But yes. The Psych Ward, yeah. I mean,
you don't touch or go near the warden. Mm-mm. Yeah, I like that. Yep.
Yep. This nerd Kyle really thinks he could play professional football. Not true. Not true at all.
Well, I don't think you could. I don't think you think you could. Either.
I definitely don't think I could.
The guys that look like Kyle and I, we don't ever really think we can do anything.
I mean, God forbid I give an opinion.
And that's the thing, man. We all have opinions about things. It doesn't have to be right or wrong, but it doesn't. You don't have to make it personal.
What would make this guy more qualified to give his opinion?
I mean, it's your opinion.
My favorite part of when there's comments like people say, like, unless you played or you look a certain way, you can't have an opinion on the game. Everyone listening has an opinion on food. None of you are chefs. Oh. Everyone has an opinion on music. You're not a musician. It's the same thing about sports.
Has anyone seen Bill Belichick and think that guy could go out and play football?
No, but he knows it.
Yeah,
or at least he used to. He may have forgotten it.
Here's an idea, guys. Just stay off of AJ's Twitter.
Well, to be honest, I don't really ever see this stuff, but it gets sent to me, which is our job to see it.
That's
right?
Why I didn't react, because I'm like, oh, man.
No, it's not his fault for tweeting. It's our fault for looking at it.
Maybe he stays off his phone. Has anyone ever told him that? Just stay off your phone, man.
Just don't look at
it. Easier.
Yep. So we put the poll up about the former Eagles here at WIP.
Yeah, like which one could get the best snaps.
Yeah, we got a couple here. Hugh strikes me as a nose guard now, a Vince Wilfork type.
No, that's not true.
I agree.
I think people don't realize how big Vince Wilfork is. Like, he's way bigger than you are.
He's a big dude, man. And I would venture to say that the person that wrote that is not in any type of shape.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm on one today. I'm
closer to Vince Wilfork than you.
Yeah.
I was going to pick Ike, but Hugh with a knife, I like his chances.
No, I'm just saying.
Penalty! Number 53.
Attempted murder.
That's more than a 15-yarder, man. You're out of the
game. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail.
There was a cop brigade pulling onto the field.
What the hell wrong with you, man?
Imagine being the referee that has to explain that penalty to the crowd. Ejected, weapon on the field.
What the hell wrong with you,
this guy's gone.
We may have to lower our expectations for Hugh Douglas if he struggles with tomato soup.
That's true.
I'm just saying, I just wanted something that had a little bit more substance, and you know, I guess that's on me. I didn't make it right.
It is.
Yeah. This has always happened. You complain about something, and then by the end, you're like, oh, actually, it's on me.
Well, now, because everybody chiming in, talking about, hey, man, you just got to put some milk in
it. You do.
I didn't know that.
I'm very, very surprised as to what this turned into.
The tomato soup thing?
Yeah. It's soup, guys. Tomato soup dude, I'm on T.O.'s side now.
Oh, so that person just doesn't
He could have been a little bit more creative.
Yeah, the TO ones,
they're
not as original anymore.
Yeah, it's
kind of over.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, one more here. Just tuned in. Is Ike losing it?
I get it.
We haven't got one of those in a while.
Yeah. I get it. I'm going to let him live on that one because I got a lot
we had
I could
a
say.
Caller, I'll let him live. Like about a year or two ago, remember the call that was like, Ike, come on, Ike.
Well, so it's funny because if you were to mix you two up, then I could understand thinking what's up with Ike today? Like, Ike's usually different personalities, right? Like, if you're like, hold on, like, what's Ike talking about?
Ike's a little bit more reserved at times than me, though. He's a little bit more reserved.
So I think it happens to you guys a lot, and we get a call. You know what happens in this? People mix up the opinions that I and DeCamera and Spike have.
They lump everything into one.
Yeah, like they'll say things that like, and they have conviction. I said this, but it was one of them that said it. But they just assume. Yeah, I mean it happens
because people don't listen. We've established that months ago. People don't actually listen to what's being said.
Yeah, or they just put us all in the buckets, like a bunch of skinny white guys here, former football players here. They all say the same thing. That is what it is. All right, Hugh. Tomorrow, you know where we're at, right?
Yes.
Deco Food Hall tomorrow.
Yeah, I just got the address.
Yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow. Deco Food Hall in Wilmington. So if you're in the area tomorrow, come on out. It's the grand opening tomorrow. We'll be there. It is, it's going to be awesome. Tons of restaurants in there, and the food is going to be great. We'll be there doing the show from 10 to 2, so come on out tomorrow. Deco Food Hall in Wilmington, Delaware. Looking forward to that. Is tonight a quiet night in sports? Flyers won last night.
Wait a minute, basketball start tonight,
don't? NBA season starts, but the Sixers are tomorrow.
Basketball.
You watching? Lakers Warriors tonight?
Yeah, well, LeBron's hurt, right?
That's way past you's bedtime.
Yeah, that's like a 10:30.
Oh no!
You go, it's Rockets Thunder before that.
Oh no! I might watch that one because what?
KD.
The hair, yeah. Slim Reaper.
Yeah, he's on the Rockets now.
Yeah, you might watch him? That. No, I was talking about because full disclosure, I thought about it. Like people make fun of his hair.
Yes,
his hairline.
I thought you were referencing that.
Yeah, and that's how I remember it.
Should he come on home? Is it time for KD to shave
that? I ain't got nothing to say about KD.
I wouldn't
KD
know anything about that.
KD claps back.
He claps back more than you do on social media. He does not suffer any fools. All right, that's enough for us today. You guys have a great rest of your day. BG's back. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.